Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Harry Akst, take a hop, skip, and a jump, and listen to this past week in recording history. For some unknown reason, the phrase hop, skip, and a jump, meaning a short distance, came to mind last week, and I thought, now there's a topic for the show. Actually, three topics. So for the first three segments of the show, we're going to hop, skip, and jump, beginning with the Hi-Hatters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, if that doesn't have you hopping, I don't know what would. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, November 4th, 1927, and Hop Off, written by Clarence Williams and Fats Waller. Henderson recorded Hop Off a couple of months earlier for Paramount as the Louisiana Stompers, and in September of 1928 for Brunswick. Before that, it was King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band and Alligator Hop, written by King Oliver and Alphonse Picou. That Jeanette 78 was waxed in Richmond, Indiana on October 3, 1923, and was preceded by the Dixie Mountaineers, one of many pseudonyms for Ernest V. Stoneman's string band, and Hop Light, Ladies, from an Edison Diamond disc recorded February 2, 1927. We began that hop set with the Hi-Hatters, the Victor House Orchestra, directed by Leonard Joy, and the Hoosier Hop, written by Ballard MacDonald and Dave Dreyer. The vocalist on that November 19, 1929 recording was Frank Luther. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Here to start off the skip portion of our hop, skip, and jump feature is Frank Ellis and his Hotel St. Francis Orchestra. Thank you. Rudy Weedoff's Californians in October of 1920 and Hop, Skip, and Jump. Hop, Skip, and Jump was written by Hal Dyson and was also recorded by Saxie Holdsworth's Harmony Hounds, a great name for a band. That was preceded by Louis Armstrong in his Hot Five with Earl Hines on piano and Skip the Gutter from June 27, 1928. Skip the Gutter was written by Spencer Williams. We begin with Frank Ellis and his Hotel St. Francis Orchestra and Hop, Skip, from the original Columbia 78, recorded on March 1, 1927. Here to start off the jump portion of our Hop, Skip, and a Jump are the Varsity Four.
Thank you. gonna do? She said, spoon. The daisies looked up, the stars looked down, my heart jumped over the moon. I said, how's about a kiss? She said, The daisies looked up, the stars looked down, and my heart jumped over the moon. Down beside the nook, beside the brook, beside the lane, beside the dell, beside the weeping willow tree. As beside her side I sat, she bashfully confided that her heart was mine all the time. I said, oh, won't you name the day? She said, soon. The daisies looked up, the stars looked down, and my heart jumped over the moon.
A long old Harlem way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping, the piano's thumping, the dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Sing this joint, boy. Yeah. That chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean, the joint is jumping. No time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Get the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig pee, beer, and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, my man. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Fats Waller and His Rhythm, October 7th, 1933, and the joint is Jumpin'. Fats was preceded by Jack Jackson and his orchestra and My Heart Jumped Over the Moon from May 31st, 1935. My Heart Jumped Over the Moon was written by Irving Cale. We began with the Varsity Four, a pseudonym for Harry Reaser and his orchestra, as you might have guessed from the banjo, and Jumping Jack, recorded on September 21st, 1928. Despite Fats' advice, my right name is Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, August 15th, marked the birth in 1894 in New York City of Harry Ext. His career began as a pianist and accompanist for 4 years for Nora Bays, and he became one of the most prolific composers of the era, producing tunes such as Dinah, Babyface, Am I Blue, My Strongest Weakness Is You, and Birmingham Bertha. He served in World War I and at Camp Upton in New York, where he met Irving Berlin, for whom he would later work. He wrote music for the Broadway musicals Artists and Models in 1927 and 1934's Calling All Stars. He moved to Hollywood in the late 20s to work on film musicals. During World War II, he toured military bases in the U.S. and abroad with Al Jolson. His chief collaborators included Grant Clark, Benny Davis, Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Burt Kalmar. Harry Ext died in Hollywood, California on March 31, 1963. Here are three from the pen of Harry Ext.
Men like brandy, Chinamen like rice, kids fall for candy, gamblers for dice, even the strongest have weaknesses too. My strongest weakness is you. Thank you.
your face, baby face. My poor heart is jumping, you sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face.
Jan Garber and his orchestra, June 29, 1926, and Babyface, composed by Harry Axt. Benny Davis sang the vocal refrain, and it's unlikely he had trouble remembering the words since he also wrote them. Before Babyface, we heard Georgiana, played there on March 18, 1926, by the Royal Troubadours from a Jeanette 78. We began our tribute to Harry Axt with the Ipana Troubadours, no relation to the Royal Troubadours, and My Strongest Weakness Is You. The vocalist on that October 11, 1929 Columbia recording was Smith Ballou. It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason warrant sharing. Here to start off this edition of For No Particular Reason are the Melody Three.
Thank you. dum dum.
Captain the Force has a room for a horse as he leads them off war. Little Pete will retreat if they meet with the feet when they charge the kitchen door.
It's Waterloo for Napoleon if he tracks across the linoleum.
Clear the way, hip hooray for the big infant parade.
We started this edition of For No Particular Reason with the All-Star Orchestra and I'll Close My Eyes to the Rest of the World, written by Cliff Friend. The All-Star Orchestra was a Victor House band directed by Nat Shilkret that, unlike many studio bands, really did have all-stars in it. The vocal trio on that November 8, 1929 recording was by the Melody Three, Frank Luther, Johnny Parker, and Phil Dewey. Next, it was Ben Burney and All the Lads and Fallen Arches from January 8, 1926. Fallen Arches was written by Phil Ponce and Paul Van Loan, and there actually was a reason I played that record. First, it's from a wonderful new 2-CD set of Ben Burney on the Retrieval label, and second, because unfortunately Wall Arch, one of the most popular of the more than 2,000 natural stone arches in Utah's Arches National Park, collapsed on August 5th of this year. I visited Arches National Park back in the 90s, and it is quite a remarkable place. Unfortunately, falling arches is a natural process, and in a couple of 100,000 years, there won't be any more arches at Arches National Park. Next, it was Lou Gold and his orchestra as the Virginia Creepers, with the vocal refrain by Arthur Fields and Trudy from a Pathé Actuel 78 waxed around August 27, 1926. We finished up with the Revelers, December 15, 1927, and Tin Pan Parade. Tin Pan Parade was written by Haven Gillespie and Richard Whiting. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶